Jennifer and I were recently back on the East Coast, and it was very interesting to go back and visit the fort where the Star Spangled Banner was written.
That was an incredible.
That was Fort McHenry.
Yeah, the only disappointment was they didn't have the big flag there that day. It was at the Smithsonian. So
that was still a pretty big flag they had, though.
It just looked like a Ford flag.
a car dealership flag?
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty big. But apparently the one they fly on a regular basis when it's not at the Smithsonian is a monster. And apparently it is visible as far as 20 miles offshore.
And it has picked men up on a windy day trying to put it up. It said as many as 10 men have been picked up off the ground trying to fold it up.
Well, it was pretty blistery that day, blowing that day.
Yeah.
I mean, we were there when they took the flag down, and there were like six tourist ladies. That almost got blown away, and we had to jump in and grab a corner of the flag. It was great. So the Star Spangled Banner, the great God blessed United States of America and all the service men and women who have served this great country. Memorial Day weekend today, an opportunity to recognize you and remember you. Thank you for your sacrifice. Hey, let's go back to the phone calls real quick. We've got Paul in Buckeye. Let's see if we can bring him into the conversation and find out what his paint project is for the weekend. Good morning, Paul.
Hi, how are you?
Very excellent. Super fantabulous.
All right. I just built a bedroom wall, including closet, and on that back wall is a loft space, which I have an 8-foot by 8-foot wall that I want to do something for my kids, like chalkboard. I've heard a lot of things about chalkboard paint. I was kind of wondering what kind of recommendations you guys had on that.
God, what a great, it sounds like a fun loft space. Dale, how would you handle that?
I am familiar with those products. Rust-Oleum makes one that we have had good results with. Yeah, it's a great fun surface for the kids. It sounds like a fun project.
It does.
It sounds like a lot more fun than what I have lined up for the weekend.
It sounds like a great project. Joe, Arizona Painting Company, how would y'all handle that out there?
The exact same thing what Dale said is, you know, we'll just get the product, you know, from them. We've used it several times. It's a great product. It's easy to do. If you want a large wall, if you want a small wall, you can just mask it off, give them a little chalkboard space. Easy now, application, though.
Now, my biggest question on that, Paul, is what do you do on the floor there, right? Because chalk is going to, as you decorate the wall, as you clean the board and the wall area, I mean, that chalk dust is going to accumulate on the floor. What do you do for the floor there, Paul?
That is a good question. Do you have any ideas?
I'd go hard surface, that's for sure. I wouldn't run carpet right up to the edge of that wall.
Right now it is carpet, and we were thinking about a temporary plastic mat, but eventually, I mean, we just bought the house a month ago.
So, congratulations.
Thank you very much. So we plan on doing hardwood flooring throughout the non-bedroom areas.
I think that would be absolutely perfect. Sounds like a great project. Paul, we appreciate you putting your faith and confidence in the experts here at Rosie on the House and giving us a ring. Thanks a million. Sounds like a great project. Hope the kids enjoy it. Let's run down the highway here and jump into the beautiful community of Vail, Arizona. We have Miss Elaine on the phone who says she actually has a painter at her house right now. Let's visit. Good morning, Miss Elaine.
Good morning. Actually, I don't have a painter here. I'm in the process of getting several estimates, and I've gotten a couple, but I'm getting more and more confused, and then I'm taking off a long walk today. I always listen to you on the radio, and lo and behold, it's about painting, so I canceled the walk, and I'm here wanting some information.
Well, let's make it worth the sacrifice for you. I understand from the question here on my computer screen is one of the painters is actually trying to talk you out of acrylic. I'd like you to visit with our friend here, Mr. Dale Wade of PPG Pittsburgh Paints. Let's ask a few questions and get you the right answers. And no, we only have a couple minutes here for top of the hour. Go ahead, Dale.
I guess the burning question in my mind is, why is he telling you not to use acrylic paint?
Okay, one advised me acrylic on stucco looks bad. He'll use it, but he just wanted me to know it looks bad, makes stucco look bad, the variations and the flaws stand out, shadowing, etc.
What was he offering as an alternative?
I don't know. Flat paint is what he was talking about.
Well, acrylics do come in flat.
Oh.
And really, to paint outside, you do need to go with 100% acrylic. You can get in any sheen that you want. And it's going to provide just a much greater lifetime than a less expensive.
Elaine, Elaine, he wasn't trying to talk. Was the term elastomeric paint used at all? Did that term come up?
Not with that one. I had a contractor that was talking about elastomeric. He said he uses that on his house and suggested elastomeric paint that he would use on mine. And then I heard that on, as I was on hold, too. Elastomeric, a no-no?
No-no. No-no.
No.
It's a no. If you want a maintenance headache beyond your wildest dreams, paint your house with paint your stucco house with elastomeric paint. And this confuses people sometimes because we like foam roofs. And when we do a foam roof, we put an elastomeric paint on top of the foam and it works very well. Elastomeric does not work very well on a moving product like stucco or on a vertical surface. Never paint the outside of your house with elastomeric. Use 100% acrylic. Miss Elaine, if you're getting estimates for your paint projects, I can't encourage you enough. You say you listen to us all the time. I hope you know our website, rosieonthehouse.com. It's the number one contractor referral directory in the entire state of Arizona. In Tucson, we have a painter that we love and trust, Mr. James Cruz, New Frontier Painting.
He's on Pennsylvania Street. You can reach him at 320-7719.
Operates all over the greater Tucson area and Pima County. So that clears the lines. The next hour, y'all have got to stay tuned because I know for many of you, you are wrestling with, okay, now we've talked you through what to do and what not to do on the outside of your home. In the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to bring a design color consultant in, and we're going to talk about how do you get started on the inside of your house? How do you even begin to pick the color? How do you even begin to pick the right sheen, the right paint product, and how do you go about actually applying it? Tips, tricks, warnings, products recommendations, and tool recommendations from the paint experts at Rosie on the House all next hour. Y'all stay tuned. We're going to have fun talking about why I pick the colors I pick.